attempt to change the station.
Boring.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10! Woohoo!
Good morning, Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Tilden at 10, begins right this very moment. We're brought to you, of course, by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. He'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. We have so much to talk about every day, don't we? The phone number, 800-222-5222. I just started to say, we've got so much to talk about today. Every day we have so much to talk about. The first thing I do want to say, though, because I usually don't eat before I get on the air. I eat very lightly, but Bristol Farms was here today. And, you know, St. Paddy's Day is coming up. Man, they had the corned beef and the cabbage and the bread. I'm a bread guy. They had that soda bread, the traditional Irish soda bread. It is killer. And USDA all-natural corned beef, amazing. Plus, they had Irish whiskey there, but I didn't do that. I didn't do the Irish beer that they had sitting there, but they have all of it. Amazing fresh food. So thank you, Bristol Farms. They've been doing this since... They've been coming to the station since three buildings ago. This is our third building, and I think they've been coming here for 20-plus years. So thank you very much. Your Southern California local food store since 1982. Good guys, nice people, really, really good food, and thanks for filling me up now so I can go to sleep, sit back and go to sleep as it rains out. So I guess you heard the you heard the news that Rex Tillerson was fired, and I'd love to get your feedback on that. 800-222-5222. You know, the president said the other day that he likes chaos. And there's a lot of chaos always, or we see it on the outside as chaos. Do you want to know the reason that Rex Tillerson was fired today? I saw the reports. Why was he fired now? Why not later? Why wasn't he fired weeks ago? Is this the worst time to do it? You know why he was fired now? I'll tell you exactly why he was fired now. They got the North Korea talks coming up. The president knows that that's an important deal, and he wants his own team that he has a simpatico with in place, and apparently he never really got along with Tillerson, and he never forgot the fact that Tillerson allegedly or non-allegedly called him a moron. It just got in, and Tillerson, remember, never denied the fact that he called him a moron, and he was asked that today while he was getting ready to board Air Force One to come out here to look at wall design, and he's also going to be in like the Santa Monica, Beverly Hills area later today, so traffic should be a nightmare sometime this evening for the fundraiser. But the president was going to board the flight out here to California, and they did get a mic in his face to ask him some. He actually wanted to answer him some questions, and here's what he said.
I've worked with Mike Pompeo now for quite some time. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength. The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State. I wish Rex Tillerson well. Gina, by the way, who I know very well, who I've worked very closely, will be the first woman director of the CIA. She's an outstanding person who also I have gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year. And I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
Cabinet and other things. Like an all beef pat, two all beef patties, special sauce. What other things? A bigger desk, a nicer plane. I love when he does that. I was watching it, not waiting for it to come up. I'm writing it so I can transcribe it. And I'm writing down some things he said this morning. I think Rex Tillerson is going to be much happier now. You think? The guy's got $8 billion in the bank. He was head of ExxonMobil, and all he did was take stuff. He would go overseas, he'd fly all night to some godforsaken place to try and make a deal and find out Jared Kushner was making a statement that opposed what he was saying. You think a guy who ran ExxonMobil was happy about that? He's probably got an outsized ego, a giant ego. Let me ask you this question, too. 800-222-5222. So the guy's a giant. I mean, again, he ran one of the biggest corporations in the world, didn't really answer to that many people. To be fired, supposedly, you're hearing that the president did talk to him last Friday, but people in the State Department said that he didn't know he was being fired. To be fired on Twitter, if you were the former head of ExxonMobil and you're the Secretary of State, that's got to be demoralizing. You go, huh? What? And I started thinking about the weirdest and worst firing I ever had, or the worst situation. I'd love to hear from you. The worst fire. 800-222-5222. I worked for a radio station. This is horrific. And it affected me kind of. I was adjacent to it. So I'm working for a radio station, and I go away on vacation, and I don't go away on vacation that often. When I'm not here, by the way, it's because of a family issue or a health issue or something. I don't take that many, oh, I'm going to relax vacations. This one, our friends had a house in Santa Barbara, convinced us to go. I leave, and I get up in the morning, the first day of vacation, and I see that somebody's, I didn't know that somebody was taking my place right away, but I saw the radio, the frequency, and I went, that's familiar. Oh, wait a minute, that's my station. They flip formats. They changed from the format that I was in to a different format. Okay, so I'm away on vacation. The horrible deal about that was the entire staff that was there, that worked for that format was called into the conference room, because this was multi-station group. Now picture you're working for a radio station for the last 6, 8, 10 years of your life. It's a certain format, and they now announced in front of you that they're changing the format, which means you're out of your job. And then they did a half an hour of how great the future is going to be and the growth and what we're going to do while you're sitting there and people are applauding and cheering and the sales staff is going crazy at how great the future is going to be. And you're going, I think I'm out of here. So I think that was about the worst, because I've never been fired to my face. One time I was fired, but I asked for it because I was cocky and I won't say what I said. But for somebody like Tillerson to get up and have it on a Twitter feed that he was out. He returned early from Africa because they're saying he may have known. I guess he may have known, period. He also made some heavy comments about the poisoning in the UK. Sarah Sanders didn't mention Russia. Tillerson not only mentioned Russia, but he said we're going to take the appropriate action, and he was all in that it was Russia. Meanwhile, the UK is all in that it's Russia because they're saying that Putin has 48 hours to respond. They're going to take the appropriate action. So they're pretty serious about that. But Tillerson to find out that way, kind of odd. And the State Department released a statement saying the secretary had every intention of staying. This is this morning because of critical progress made in national security. He will miss his colleagues at the Department of State and the foreign ministers that he's worked with throughout the world. Secretary did not speak to the president and is unaware of the reason. But he's grateful for the opportunity to serve and believes public service is a noble calling. He wishes Secretary Designate Pompeo well. So, I guess he's done. And are you done? Is it finished? Do you not go back? Do they empty out your office today? Do you say goodbye to the troops? Do you say goodbye to the staff? 800-222-5222. Patrick in Burbank, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. What do you want to say?
Yeah, basically, I would have never hired, what's his name? Rex Tillerson.
Well, you forgot already.
He's part of the oil tycoon. He's an oil tycoon. And he disrespected a president that I voted for. And I only voted once and voted for Donald Trump.
When you say disrespect,
I voted
him
for winners.
When did he disrespect him?
When he called him a moron.
But we don't know that that's fact, because we weren't there. He was asked about that. The bigger issue, and if you hang around in the 11 o'clock hour, is I'm going to have a guy on who is Paul Musgrave, scholar in U.S. foreign policy, of U.S. foreign policy at the University of Massachusetts, who said he's the worst Secretary of State in the history of Secretary of States, that no one has done a worse job as far as the turnover under him, how he gutted his staff, how people didn't trust him, and they said they hated working there at the department, and the department is hollowed out, that he didn't do a good job. So hang in for that, but thank you. Thank you for your call. And again, did he call him a moron? I don't know. I mean, it was alleged that he called him a moron, and then did he then say, I didn't call him a moron? No, not necessarily. So the bigger thing is that the Twitter firing was amazing. So the president today also said this. I want you to hear some comments.
As far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
And by the way, do you think, and I'd love to get your take on this, because I'm actually confused on this. I am actually confused on this. It all ties together. The House Intel Committee that was exploring collusion in Russia and their impact on our election said that Russia, there was no collusion with the White House, fine, but they also said that Russia did not have the intention to help Trump or to help Bernie, and there were 13 indictments by the Justice Department saying, indicated that there was an effort to aid the Trump campaign. I mean, this came from the Justice Department of the president. So you have the president's Justice Department saying, here's the report, we're going to indict 13 Russians and a couple of companies. Remember that? That was like a couple Fridays. I know it was ages, eons ago. It was like two Fridays ago. 13 were indicted, and the charges were that they tried to subvert the 2016 election and to support the Trump campaign. That's his own Justice Department. His own Sarah Sanders says no. That we don't know unequivocally that they were in for trying to help Trump, trying to help Bernie Sanders because they didn't like Hillary. So, but the justice, his own Justice Department says it, but they won't unequivocally say it, which is confusing to me. So now the House Intel Committee has finished. They've said, you know, it's been 14 months. It's enough. We didn't find collusion. And the Russians didn't try and help the Trump campaign. So the Democrats are going to put out their all report. It kind of doesn't matter until the Mueller report comes out and we find out hopefully what really went on or didn't go on. But my gosh, it's just confusing. And then Jake Tapper, of course, was joyous this morning because he wrote, the media has been speculating. This is a Trump tweet from some time ago. I think it was from 4 months ago. The media has been speculating that I fired Rex Tillerson or that he would be leaving soon. Fake news. He's not leaving. And while we disagree on certain subjects, I call the final shots. We work well together, and America is highly respected. So Jake Tapper went, you can't call it fake news when it's not fake news. Who is this? Hello? Oh, I can pick up the phone. I guess Dina's still talking to him. 800-222-5222. I'd love your comment on that. There's also over and under now on who's the next to leave, because J.R. McMaster is supposedly not on the same page as the president. And I guarantee you the president, before he sets up this North Korea summit, is trying to get people he's comfortable with in place to do all of the talks, the diplomacy with South Korea, North Korea, China, that needs to be in place before the summit because it's such high stakes and the president wants to win. Tony, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Hey, Peter, the best thing about getting rid of Tillerson is that he was the leader of the Boy Scouts of America. He's like a total stooge guy, and they got to bring in a CIA guy who knows, like, the real stuff, like the secret stuff.
Well, they got Pompeo. They got Mike Pompeo. Pompeo is much more simpatico with the president. From every report I read, he drives in from Virginia every morning and gives the president his briefing, his security briefing. They like each other. They're on the same page. He appears to not be at least shoving the Russia thing up the president's you-know-what. So he's very happy, I think, to have his own guy in place. It is going to be interesting to see what happens with McMaster. Cohen, who was a globalist, is gone. Tillerson, who was kind of a globalist, is gone. But wait until you hear in the 11 o'clock hour what Rex Tillerson did to the State Department, because I don't think a lot of people know how he ran the State Department. They just saw that he was at odds with the president. I think you'll be very interested. But thank you, Tony. I appreciate the call. 800-222-5222. I actually wanted to hear your worst firing story, how you were fired, because people are fired in weird ways. Again, Tillerson, man, he must be celebrating now. Can you imagine? He had one of the biggest jobs in the world, traveled freely, traveled big time, called all of the shots, and here, every time he said something, the administration would undermine him, or Jared Kushner would say the opposite. He wanted out. He wanted to stay in TPP. The president wanted out. He said the Iran deal can be fixed. It can be renegotiated. We shouldn't bail. The president wanted to bail. So at odds at every turn. And it's interesting because he won some kind of congressional award from the Russians, and yet the Russian Order of Friendship, but he was canned, they're saying, for being too tough on Russia. Do you agree with that or disagree with that statement? 800-222-5222. Here's what he said about Rex some more.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time.
So I guess he knew it was coming, but maybe didn't.
We disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he felt it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same. With Mike Pompeo, we have a very similar thought process. I think it's going to go very well. Rex is a very good man. I like Rex a lot. I really appreciate his commitment and his service. And I'll be speaking to Rex over a long period of time.
What does that mean, over a long period? Over the next 100 years? Well, I don't know. There's certain things he says that sound like something, but when you break it down, you go, I'll be speaking to him over a long period of time. He's going to leave the phone off the hook, and you just kind of do it like when you had your first girlfriend and you lie with the pillow there and the phone is next to the pillow and you say, you still up? You still up? Because I want to talk to you over a long period of time. I think this is... Are you there? Did you wake up? Because, you know, I love you. Hello? Did you... I thought you weren't going to hang up. I thought we were going to talk over a long period. I'm going to talk to him over a long period. I have a feeling Rex Tillerson doesn't want to talk to you right now. He did make this comment, and I think this is accurate.
I respect his intellect. I respect the process that we've all gone through together. We have a very good relationship for whatever reason, chemistry, whatever it is. Why do people get along? I've always, right from the beginning, from day one, I've gotten along well with Mike Pompeo. And frankly, I get along well with Rex, too. And, you know, I wish Rex a lot of good things. I think he's going to do, I think he's going to be very happy. I think Rex will be much happier now.
You think?
But I really appreciate his service. But with Mike, we've had a very good chemistry right from the beginning.
I think you're 100% accurate there. Rex is much, he's walking around in his underwear with a bathrobe, burping, drinking and saying to his wife, let's plan a vacation. Let's go somewhere. Let's do something. Take the phone off the hook. I just want to have a good life. I got $8 billion from Exxon. What do I need this stuff for? So he gave it a shot. Apparently not well liked, in his own department, which he ran. And by the way, never ran anything like the State Department, ran Exxon Mobil, ran a big corporation, which is a whole different deal. So he's out. Mike Pompeo is in. They already have the CIA, the replacement for Mike Pompeo. Of course, these are all nominations. They all have to be voted on and approved. I don't think Pompeo, since he was already confirmed for the CIA, I don't think he's going to have a tough problem for this. The woman replacing him in the CIA, the top job, may, because she was supposedly involved in some torture stuff and getting rid of tapes of the torture stuff, although she kept moving up through the ranks. She's got a pretty illustrious 32-year career with the CIA. So he's trying to get, I guess he's trying to get stuff in place for the North Korea talks and for stuff that's coming as far as the State Department. Again, over there, remember we got the Mueller investigation limping along. The president was thrilled that the House said no collusion and that they didn't try and throw the election for the president. The Senate still has their investigating committee going on, and don't forget Mueller still has his investigation going on. There's another person escorted out of the White House. Actually, two more people down, and I'll tell you who they are next, and I'll take your calls. 800-222-5222 when Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. What a call, Steve. Paul McCartney, temporary secretary. Look at you pulling that out of your know-what. I'm the biggest Paul McCartney fan there is. I hate this song. It's an awful, awful, awful song. By the way, keep your eyes out today for Mr. Randy Wang in the KBC promo van because he's heading to Canyon Country starting at 11 in just a bit. He'll be hanging out in the parking lot located outside the Edwards Cinema, located on the corner of Soledad Canyon Road and Luther Drive. Listeners that show up starting at 11 are going to win passes while supplies last to the advanced screening of Tomb Raider, which is starring Alicia Vikander on March 14th at the Grove, Tomb Raider in theaters only on March the 16th. Go say hi to Randy. You'll have a blast. And again, he's in Canyon Country at the Edwards Cinema there at Soledad Canyon Road and Luther Drive. You'll have a good time with him, I promise you. Let me see. John McEntee, you don't know the name, I don't think, has also been ousted. He's a longtime personal aide of the president. He was escorted from the White House after he was fired Monday over an unspecified security issue. I guess, you know, they're tamping down now. They're really scrutinizing, like they shouldn't have done that before. Security issues, because you're in the White House. According to the Wall Street Journal, the ouster happened so quickly, someone had to go back in the White House and grab his jacket. So that was one of those where they say, you're coming with us, you get that bad feeling in the stomach, and you know it's all over. They, meanwhile, have put him in as senior advisor for campaign operations for the Trump campaign. I don't know if to save face or if you don't need security clearance there, but he's out. He was seen in the White House as part of the team of Trump loyalists who had been with Trump since the beginning. Others that part of that group were now former White House Communication Director Hope Hicks and Social Media Director Dan Scavino. So out, another one out. And I also saw, and I don't know his name, but Tillerson's second in command, the guy who was whoever was directly under him. And that makes sense. You're replacing and you're getting out anybody who is Tillerson's type of folks there. Wonder if they're going to staff up the State Department now, because it's kind of been hollowed out under Rex Tillerson with Mike Pompeo there. Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Tillman at 10 continues right after this.
KABC News is live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. President Trump has fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and wants CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace Tillerson. Speaking to reporters this morning before flying here to Southern California, Trump said he's slowly reshaping his cabinet.
I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
Trump currently, he wants the current CIA Deputy Director, Gina Haspel, to replace Pompeo to lead the Central Intelligence Agency. The White House also fired Tillerson aide Steve Goldstein today after he released a statement that contradicted Trump's official account of Tillerson's dismissal. And President Trump's longtime personal aide, John McEntee, was also fired today since he's currently under investigation by the Department of Homeland Security for serious financial crimes. That's what a source tells CNN. But shortly afterwards, a Trump campaign announced that McEntee would be joining the campaign as a senior advisor. Now, President Trump will visit California today, his first trip to the Golden State since taking office. This afternoon, he'll view the border wall prototypes that have been built east of San Diego. Then he'll attend a Republican Party fundraiser tonight in the Beverly Hills area, but the exact location has not been disclosed. Also, a Russian who has been a critic of Vladimir Putin has just been found dead in London after Britain had refused to extradite Nikolai Glushkov to Russia. Now, the cause of his death is unknown, but Glushkov was found dead just days after a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned in London, allegedly by Russian agents. And in other news, two San Fernando Valley fathers are facing criminal charges of unlawfully storing firearms in their homes, and L.A. City Attorney Mike Fuhrer says the cases are connected to the recent threats against two schools.
Fuhrer says the probes began when the teenage children allegedly made threats against schools in Chatsworth and Granada Hills, and that police discovered improperly stored guns when they visited the students' homes.
For goodness sakes, lock up your guns.
Students on those campuses tell NBC4 News.
The parents should be in trouble because I don't think a kid at his age should be having any weapons.
But this student had a different view.
I don't think blaming the parents is going to get anything done or make the campus safer.
Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. LA Kings shut out the Canucks 3-0 to move ahead of Anaheim into third place in the Pacific Division and into playoff contention once again. The Blues skated by the Ducks 4-2, handing LA, Anaheim, its third straight loss. Lakers, they host the Nuggets tonight at Staples while the Clippers visit the Bulls this afternoon. College hoops, UCLA takes on St. Bonaventure tonight in one of the NCAA tournament's play-in games. Cal State Fullerton will face Purdue Friday morning in the East region. That sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time is 10:33.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. I'm seeing a bunch of things happen right now. The biggest is, first of all, Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, is going to be speaking in just a bit. We will carry that live because everybody is will be fascinated to hear exactly what he has to say. I'm sure it's going to be, it was an honor to serve, and Mike Pompeo's a great guy, and either that or he'll be yelling, jumping up and down and saying, I've been had. Who knows? Anyway, he's going to talk. We will carry that live when it happens. I'm also seeing, because what happened in Britain, they're going out of their minds because a nerve agent was used. First time a nerve agent was used on the continent of Europe since World War II. So, Britain gave Putin until midnight tonight to explain how this nerve agent, which was developed by the Soviet Union, was used against this Russian double agent who passed secrets to the British intelligence. This guy, who was 66, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter, 33, had been in hospital in critical condition since March 4th when they found unconscious. That's when it hit. She said, Theresa May said it was highly likely Russia was to blame after Britain identified the substance because it's the Novichok group of nerve agents developed by the Soviet military in the 70s and 80s. The president actually was asked about it this morning because Rex Tillerson was so adamant that that it was Russia. And interestingly, here's what the president had to say in response to Theresa May.
Well, it sounds to me, I'm speaking to Theresa May today, it sounds to me like it would be Russia based on all of the evidence they have. I don't know if they've come to a conclusion, but she's calling me today. As you know, now we're going to the wall. We're going out to the wall We're going to be looking at the prototype, which is very important for our country. But Theresa May is going to be speaking to me today. It sounds to me like they believe it was Russia, and I would certainly take that finding as fact.
Bingo. So he's mentioning Russia. He's throwing in with that, and I see that the UK could pull Russia's RT off the air, you know, the Russian television channel off air, saying no mas with this. Britain also could call on the allies, all their allies, for some kind of coordinated response with sanctions, etc. So this is not going away. This is a big, big deal. And she's unhappy with Russia and this and the fact that former KGB spy and Putin, when he was asked about it today, he was on his way to some meeting and a BBC reporter asked him about it. And he said, yeah, why don't you talk about the stuff we're talking about instead of that? So Putin is not going to be, you got me. Here it is. Here's how it was answered.
President Putin, BBC News. Is Russia behind the poisoning of Sergei Skripal?
So he's saying basically, I can't hear myself, you know, somebody got my button pressed down, so I can't. Thank you. So yeah, what he's saying basically is, I love the Cartoon Network, especially Scooby-Doo, and they're going to find your shoes in the Angeles National Forest. Thanks for asking the question. I think that's the end of what it was because it was in Russian. He is not, there's no way that he is thrown in with Russia. Also, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, blamed Russia and its allies Monday for violating humanitarian ceasefire in Syria and going after the U.N. Security Council for failing to guarantee the truce. So not a good time to be thrown in with Russia at this point, right when the House Intel Committee says, you know what? The House Intel Committee actually, they didn't say Russia didn't meddle in the election. They just didn't, they didn't come to the conclusion that it was, they were throwing in for Trump. However, GOP Representative Tom Rooney did say this as far as the committee.
What I said last week, that we've gone completely off the rails and now we're just basically a political forum for people to leak information to drive the day's news. So we've, as you alluded to, we've lost all credibility and we're going to issue probably two different reports, unfortunately. So I mean, in that regard, that's why I called for the investigation to end. But if there's anything that we can come together to do to help protect us, in 2018, we just had a primary last week in Texas. We've got an election tomorrow in Pennsylvania. Yes. If we don't get any of these recommendations out before this cycle gets fully underway, then we really have just completely wasted a year of everybody's time.
Isn't it frustrating for you that it's so partisan that we can't get answers in black and white, that the Intel Committee says one thing, an investigative committee says something else? It is totally, totally frustrating. The Secretary of State says one thing. Jared Kushner says another thing. I don't know when we're going to all get on the same page. Maybe never. Maybe this is just what politics has devolved into. But even this kind of thing, the hacking of an election, the messing with our election, a committee can't agree on, and it becomes just a politicized deal. The Senate's still moving forward. Mueller's still moving forward. Who knows what we're going to hear? The pundits are guessing. But that's where we stand today. Rex Tillerson, we do know Rex Tillerson and his aide are out. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hey, hey. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Peter Tillman 10 continues. Alan Clayton's birthday today from U2. Amazingly, he plays the bass and doesn't give a lot of interviews, but they split the money equally. I think I read an interview once where he said, let Bono go out and do that stuff. Who cares? I get the same money that he does. Let him run around like a lunatic. We're waiting for Rex Tillerson to address the nation during this Rexit, where he was fired this morning, supposedly by Twitter. So we'll get his comments in just a couple of minutes. We'll play that live. We'll take that live. I just wanted to tell you, because so many people think about the Powerball and fantasize that if I win, I'm got to be anonymous. I don't want people to bother me. I mean, Dino actually has an outfit, like he's going to put on a costume because he really thinks he's going to win. So that people don't know who he is. Well, guess what? A judge ruled in the $560 million Powerball where this woman won. After taxes, she gets $264 million. The judge said, guess what? She can remain anonymous because when you win a lottery, the winners in general are subject to repeated solicitation, harassment, even violence. There's a 16-page resolution, and he cited how a past lottery winner received a bomb threat, how another had received nonstop phone calls, and how several others had received requests from strangers who wanted the handout. So this person is giving a lot away to charity, like $50 million of it to charity. New Hampshire lottery rules require, once you've signed the ticket and you bring it in, that they can announce who you are, and you stand there with the big check, because it helps the lottery get more people to play because they see the winner. But you know what? The judge said you can keep it anonymous now, and he cited a bunch of other folks. One guy was killed in his home by seven men, masked men. He'd won over $400,000. Another guy who won $30 million, was approached by a woman who said she was writing a book how people were taking advantage of him. She became his financial advisor and slowly took all his money. Another committed suicide and on and on and on. So guess what? You no longer have to reveal who you are. This is a precedent-setting case. For all of you who are going to win hundreds of millions of dollars, the good news is you don't have to reveal who you are anymore when you win the Powerball, I'm assuming, after this ruling. So there you go. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, the phone number 800-222-5222, so you can participate in the conversation. I do want to talk about the fact that LAUSD wants students to stay on campus during the gun violence walkout tomorrow. I'd like to get your take on that. I'll give you my take on that. We're going to talk to Paul Musgrave, assistant professor of political science at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He says that Rex Tillerson was either at the bottom or near the bottom of a list of secretaries of state. And I'll let him explain why, and you can join that conversation too. I got some tickets to go see Carrot Top and Jackson Brown. And of course, when Rex Tillerson speaks, we will cut away live to hear his reaction to being fired today and what he's going to say about the administration and his replacement, etc. So a lot to do next hour here. Talk.